Dante Graham and Malik Newman. Coach, congratulations on your victory today and the championship.
Well, thank you. It was obviously a fabulous college basketball game. Both teams were really good offensively against two good defensive teams today, and they got control of the game, you know, in the first half, and we made a run, and they got control of it in the second half, and we made a run, and that was the difference. When they had a chance to probably distance themselves, we made a lot of great plays to get right back in it, and then we played about flawless for the most part down the stretch. So really proud of our team. I thought that it's been kind of an up-and-down week for us, obviously, for a couple of reasons, but I thought the guys competed as hard as they've competed all year long and played with as much freedom as they have all year long, too.
All right. Thank you, Coach. Questions now for Devontae and Malik. Okay, guys, on your right, outside.
Chris Lazzarino, Kansas Alumni. Devontae, was that the best half of basketball you guys have played this season?
Maybe. I felt like, you know, once they went on their little run and started the half, and we had to call a timeout, and Coach got on us, and we just locked back in and just started making plays and just competing. It was just fun to be out there.
Here in the front row, left side.
Sean Roney, Dos Mundos newspaper for both of you. Javon Carter had said it was difficult for them to press you like they did in the second half when you were making shots like you did. When did you sense that you were going to be able to handle whatever pressure they threw at you and you're in the zone, to use an old term?
I don't know exactly when, but we knew if we handled the press, you know, we would get some easy buckets. Kanate did a good job coming over blocking shots. But, you know, we like to run and we like to shoot three. So just ball movement, attacking the paint, trying to get in and make plays for others. And thankfully we were able to make shots tonight.
Just to piggyback off what he said, Coach always say that when teams press us, just go fast, break in. I mean, we just tried to play fast, and like Devontae said, we was able to make shots, so they had to kind of fall back, and they couldn't press it as much, and we was able to run our offense, and, I mean, it worked.
We'll move to the right side in the room up front.
Guys, Tim Griffin with Cox Media Group. Typically, that press they have wears other teams down. It's the third time this year that you guys have worn them down. What's that say about your conditioning? And overall, also, what's it say about what you guys have got going on that you're able to do that?
I think for the most part, we were pretty good condition. We played four guards, and, you know, the little weave thing that we do, we run that a lot, and it's a lot of running and gets us tired. But in practice, so when we come to games, we're not that tired. But, you know, playing back-to-back-to-back games, you know, I knew that they press wouldn't be as good as it was on the first day. So as long as we was breaking it, you know, and getting through the traps and stuff like that, I knew that we would have a good chance of wearing them down.
Basically Devontae summed it up, but I'm just thankful for our training staff. They did a great job of recovering, making sure that I had my legs all the time. So credit to Coach Self for the offense that we run to help us get in shape, but also credit to the training staff.
Okay, toward the middle on the right.
Devontae, could you comment on Silvio's ascendancy, his improvement, and what it means for this team to have him giving you those quality minutes like that?
It's huge. We knew we weren't going to have Dope. We knew Mitch and him would have to step up, and he's just coming into it and finding the rhythm and finally, you know, at the right time. And everybody's happy for him because he's been struggling. You know, it's hard to come in the middle of the season straight out of high school and get all this stuff thrown at you, all the plays, how fast we play. And it's not like high school. So he did a great job of just sticking with it, coming into practice every day, learning the plays, and it's finally paying off.
Other questions? Okay. We'll stay on that right toward the back this time.
Yeah, Chuck Culpepper from the Washington Post. Devontae, I don't think I've ever seen anybody remove an item of clothing during a play and then continue to score. And I wonder, was that thing just annoying you? What was happening there?
No, actually, he had pulled it off. He was pulling my arm, and it came down. So it was just like my sleeve was right here. So I just threw it off and just kept playing.
Anything else for Malik or Devontae? All right, guys, we'll let you go back to the locker room with Chris Tyson for more interviews and a little bit more celebration. Congratulations again on the victory.
Thank you.
And good luck next week. Questions for Coach Self now. Okay, here in the middle, coach's left.
Hey, Bill, not necessarily about the game, but you got the league is set to get a bunch of teams in the tournament, whether it's 7, 8, or 9. How important is it for the league to do well in the tournament? Do you think that's been sort of a point that people have made to knock the league down in the past? Good regular season RPI, not as much in the tournament.
Yeah, I think it is important. I think that our league has played out this year to probably be as tough as it's ever been, and 3 of the last 4 years, I think we were number one, thought of in the RPI, and usually that should translate to more success in the postseason. So, yeah, I think it is important. I don't think our league is top heavy. I think our league is really middle heavy. I mean, there's no poor teams, and whenever you go into your conference tournament with 9 teams out of 10, 90% of the teams all can make a legitimate case for being an at-large team. I think that speaks volumes to the depth of it. But even with that being said, we got to go play and play well, because we're not. The teams in our league are really good, but we're like all the other teams. I mean, there's not as many dominant teams across America. So, once you get into the tournament, I mean, they're going to be coin flip games, and we need to close those games out.
On coach's right.
Chris Lazzarino, the Kansas alumni. Coach, could you talk about the importance or the advantage of having a team on the uptick at this point in the year?
Well, I'm not sure that we've been on a serious uptick till today. We were bad last Saturday. We were better on Thursday. We were bad yesterday, and then of course today we were terrific. I mean that's as well as we played, maybe all year long. So I think it should give us confidence moving forward. The best thing that can happen for our team right now is to get some rest, but try to somewhat bottle the energy and how well we played together today. You're not always going to make shots like that, and then to get Doak back healthy. With Silvio's emergence, and you can't bank on 16-10 every day, but he and Doak and Mitch, that's a totally different look than what we had 3 weeks ago from a depth standpoint. So hopefully that'll be the case, that we can have all three of those guys.
Here on the front, coach's right.
Bill, Tim Griffin with Cox Media Group. I know you told us a couple of nights ago you weren't going to sleep very well with some of the things that were going on. After day, after way Silvio played and everything, how much easier are you going to rest tonight?
Yeah, well, we'll rest. We may enjoy it a little bit before we rest, but we needed something like this. But you can have a good performance and not win. You can still get good things from a game if you compete hard. And certainly, if this game had not gone our way, I would have been really proud of our team, because we were a better team today than we have been here of late. So, we'll rest better, and I'm happy for all our guys without question. And I think this definitely validates what happened during the regular season. Nobody can say that Kansas caught a break or was lucky this year. We were able to validate winning it by 2 games by winning this. But tomorrow at noon, this doesn't matter anymore. So we'll regroup and hopefully have fresh minds and fresh legs going forward.
In the middle there on the right. Over here, Casey.
Coach, playing alongside the Big 12's Player of the Year, Malik, comes out and wins Most Valuable, Most Outstanding Player of the Tournament. Can you comment on his performance and what that means to this team?
He was great. It should give him a ton of confidence. He really labored in Stillwater and has been a good player for us this year, but he hasn't had a breakout moment like this. And so I'm really happy for him. He's had a great attitude. He works hard. He's really starting to understand exactly how he needs to play in order for him to have total confidence and freedom. And I think he's buying into that better than he has all year long. And it's amazing to me when you care about the right things and you defend and, you know, try to do things the way that you're supposed to do it to help your teammates, you shoot the ball better. And I think that was certainly the cause for all his success this weekend. He was great.
Let's move back to the left. I think here on the outside.
Yeah, Bill, as much as any coach I've heard, you always separate whether you made shots or missed shots from we played well or didn't.
Yeah.
You just said this is as good as you played all year. You obviously made a ton of shots. What besides the shots makes you say that, makes you feel that?
Hey, we went against pressure for 40 minutes and turned it over three times the second half when it counted the most. We're not going to be a great rebounding team, folks. I mean, but I thought we competed on the glass harder. I thought if you look at the box score, we played seven guys and all seven, you know, contributed in a very positive way. I thought we played right even when we missed shots. So to me, that's what I think playing well is. You can miss the same shots we made today. That doesn't mean you played bad. That means, you know, you just didn't make plays or make shots. So I can look at this game, I think, before I watch it, but especially after I watch it, I guarantee I'll be able to say even if we hadn't have made shots, we still would have played right. And we don't always do that.
Okay, in the back, here on the right.
Chuck Culpepper from the Washington Post. There's been some sentiment in here by a few coaches about they'll be happy to get out of the league because it's been such a slog, so tough this year. Do you feel that more truer than ever this time?
I do feel it's time for everybody to go play somebody else. We run quite a few sets. The sets don't work. You know, everybody knows your stuff. We don't run as many now that Doak's out because half our stuff was designed to get him the ball. But playing against somebody where they're not as comfortable with you maybe can allow you sometimes to look better. But on the flip side, they can look better too. So I do think playing against the same grind night in and night out, it's going to be a grind in the NCAA tournament, but we're tired of each other.
Closing questions for Coach Self. Anything else? All right, Coach. Well,